Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have sent a letter to the Department of Defense urging them to open the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station to support ICE deportation operations. Talk to me a little bit what you talked about in there and what you hope will be the ultimate outcome.
Well, this follows my meeting last week with Buffalo ICE and my trip around my district discussing all of the efforts to combat criminal illegal immigration. One of the suggestions from Buffalo ICE is the lack of available detention space here domestically. They only have 6 facilities directly that the federal government controls. One's in Batavia, and there's certainly a lack of space there. With the expansive nature of the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station, they could have a combination of space to create detention facilities, as well as expand the mission of the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station to be a port where the deportations can take place from with the aircraft. We have the runways, we have the ability, and this just makes sense. So it's something that is a priority of ICE, as you're seeing the Department of Defense work directly with the different federal agencies involved. And it's something that could certainly help expand the mission here in Western New York.
How many of these migrants would you be expecting would be housed at the airbase?
I'm not making a proposal there. That would be up to the Secretary of Defense to work out with the officials, particularly with ICE. But it's an important suggestion because we have the assets there. They can be used. Strategically, I think it would make a lot of sense on the northern border to have a place where you could do deportations from with, military aircraft. And it would hopefully expedite these efforts. But the lack of detention beds is a critical concern. I think that's why you've seen President Trump's proposal to build detention facilities at Guantanamo Bay. But this would give an option here domestically. So I asked Congresswoman Tenney to join with those efforts, which, she's a strong supporter as well. And that's why we wrote the letter that we did to Secretary Hegseth.